first of all, like us to look at the, even as I read out his paper, like to look at Robert Murray McShane's timeline, his life timeline. And he has altogether seven sections for us to consider. First, it is his birth, then his childhood, his conversion, his training for the ministry, and his ministry, his role in revival, and last but not least, his death. Born in 21st of May 1813, and departed on the 25th of March 1843, that is, he lived on this earth some 30 years. And brother requests us to turn to Philippians chapter 3 verse 17, chapter 4 verse 1. Let me read to you. It says, "Brethren, join in following my example, not those who so walk as you have us for a pattern, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and not to tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, for which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved." It is said that many years ago, a cynical lady in Alexandria, Egypt, was speaking out against hypocrisy of Christians. But when asked if she had met no Christian whom she could regard as a genuine man of God, she replied, "Yes, I saw one, a man, a pastor in this hotel, a tall man from Scotland, and he was a man of God, and I watched him and felt that he was a genuine Christian. His very look did me good." And yes, this man of God is the subject of our talk this afternoon, namely Robert Murray McShane. And he's said to live Christ in a way that those who deny Christ could not spot. Now, there is nothing new in what I'm going to tell you about this man of God, and this paper is actually a compilation of what many others have said or written about him. And my duty this afternoon is merely to highlight to you some lessons we can learn from the life of this man of God. First of all, his birth. Robert Murray McShane was born on 21st May 1813 at number 14 Dublin Street in the city of Edinburgh in Scotland. And he was the youngest child of a family of five, consisting of three boys and two girls. And his father, Adam, that is from the year 1781 to 1854, was a prosperous lawyer. But little is known about his mother, Lockhart, that is from 1772 and 1854. Incidentally, noted that both of them died the same year in 1854. Apparently, they attended the funeral of their own son, that is Robert, and it must be that was 11 years, or rather, they passed away 11 years after the death of Robert Murray McShane. And it must be a disheartening experience to attend the funeral of his own son. And interestingly, I also noted, I believe they also attended the funeral of the elder son, that is David, which later on you get to know in the paper. Nervous, they see the death or attended the funeral of two of their own children. Not sure about the rest of the other children. Now, it is important to see the providence of God in the choice of his birth, namely the city of Edinburgh. The Westminster Confession Catechism question number 11 asks, what are God's works of providence? And answer is, God's works of providence are his most holy, wise and powerful preserving and governing all his creatures and all their actions. Surely we see the hand of God's providence even in the place of the birth of MacShane as in all things. Since the rise of the great Scottish Protestant reformer John Knox, this city has been a place where reformed faith was defined and declared with clarity and power. But by the time of MacShane, the church in Scotland was very much in the clutches of and also in the control of liberalism. Now we learn that even in times of spiritual decline, God has never left himself without a faithful witness, and this was the case in the development of Robert MacShane. And God has people who remained faithful and useful in his service, though they were in the minority. And they continue to preach the gospel and maintain the work of Christ in the land of Scotland. So much about his birth. Now moving on to his childhood. From his childhood days, we could see the hand of God in preparing MacShane for his future calling. In that MacShane displayed outstanding intellectual skills as a child. At the age of 4, he taught himself to name and to write the Greek alphabet while recovering from an illness. And he later used a remarkable memory to memorize long passages of Holy Scripture. Brought up in the city of Edinburgh, Robert MacShane distinguished himself at the Royal High School and entered Edinburgh University in the November 1827. That was when he was only 14 years of age, where he won many coveted prizes. Robert MacShane also enjoyed backpacking into the mountains around the city of Dunkirk in Scotland. These excursions were a preparation for his famous hike around the land of Palestine years later in the work of the Gospel. He also had a hobby that was again to be greatly used at a future date. It was the ability to sketch his surroundings or companions very quickly by pencil on paper. Robert showed an early aptitude for art, and especially music and poetry, and he was keen on sports, particularly gymnastics. And the later hobby was one that he was to retain into his adult ministry, and which resulted in at least one accident, which may have been a contributing factor to his early death. Now, I personally don't know what exactly is that contributing factor to his early death, in that he being a keen sportsman in gymnastics, but it's not made clear in the paper. But however, my personal point of note is that, yeah, he was seems to be a man who is physically fit, but yet he lived a short life of only 30 years. Now about his conversion. The religion of the family was fairly typical of the Edinburgh middle class at the time. Respectable and moral, with little evidence of true spiritual zeal and enthusiasm. It was his brother, or rather elder brother, David, who was the most earnest Christian in the family. It was the personal witness and godly example of David that caused MacShane to seriously consider at the necessity of conversion, and that he wrote, "The Christian is a person who makes it easy for others to believe in God." David was 8 years his senior, and was known for his integrity and sanctity. And he felt in his soul the need to share Christ with his younger brother. And this reminded us of another brother in John 1:37-42. Here it reads, "The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, What do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, when translated, teacher, where are you staying? And he said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of them who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah, and you shall be called Cephas, which is translated the stone. David died on the 8th of July, 1831, at a young age of 26 years. And his death was to have a profound effect on his younger brother, Robert McShane, who was only 18 years at the time. David's death left Robert with a great void in his young mind, and he took the loss of David very hard, and it had a very profound effect on his future spiritual direction to a certain extent. And Robert regarded his own conversion as stemming from that day. As we look at the early life of this man of God, we find ourselves repeating the words of Romans 8:28-30 in that fall. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, this He also called, and whom He called, this He also justified, and whom He justified, this He also glorified. And here we note that it was not Robert's parents who had a spiritual influence in his life, but rather it was his elder brother David. And we also note here in Brother Willie's article that his brother's death had a profound effect on his spiritual journey and also in Robert's ministry. Now turning to his ministry, or rather his training for the ministry. Now on 28th of September 1831, that was when Robert McShane was 18 years old, he presented himself to the Presbytery of Edinburgh and was accepted to study divinity at the University of Edinburgh. It was here that he met his mentor, Dr. Thomas Chalmers, a professor of divinity, and Chalmers was to become his patron for